podcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for Android App Arena is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This is Android App Arena, episode 5 for Friday, July 25th, 2014. Retro Style Games. What's happening, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Android App Arena. My name is Jason Howell. Now, let's chat for a second about the power of our mobile devices. These days, that little computer in your pocket is capable of doing some amazing things. We hold in our pocket intense computing power, so why not put all of that amazing capability aside, and instead, let's stand back and appreciate the pixelated goodness that is this week's Game On. Let's face it, games don't have to be all splashy with modern 3D graphics and professionally scored soundtracks. A good game can be all about gameplay. Is it addictive? Are the levels well thought out? And there's actually a trend of game development right now that focuses on gameplay while reveling in the graphics and sound of gaming eras past. That's what this week's episode is all about. Let's take a look at a few games that celebrate the past with a retro style. This is the game that inspired today's episode, and it really embodies what I love about the modern retro game movement. Pixel Dungeon is a roguelike game, which essentially means it's a role-playing game with turn-based gameplay, random level generation, tile-based graphics, and permanent death, meaning don't die. Pixel Dungeon starts by letting you choose your class, each with their own proficiencies and weaknesses. Warriors, of course, are the strong, silent type. Mages are practiced in magic and spells. Rogues are a sneaky and perceptive bunch. And the unlockable Huntress utilizes clairvoyant powers, among other things. Now, once chosen, your player materializes on the ground floor of a dungeon that's randomly generated every time you play. So each game is going to be unique, complete with a new layout and new items and characters to discover, all while still following the same goal. Some characters you encounter will straight up attack you, so be prepared to fight. Others will pose a unique task that you must complete, and you'll be rewarded handsomely if you do so. As you explore the dungeons, more of the map will open up, so anywhere you've been remains clear on the map. Anywhere that you haven't been is in shadows, of course. There are locked doors, hidden passages that can be found by clicking the looking glass at the right places. There are grassy patches with hidden items within, and even booby traps that will do things like release toxic gas and just plain stab you with arrows if you step on them. Don't let your character get low on energy or starve to death. And thankfully, you have a knapsack that holds a ton of items that you find along the way. Some of them, like this food, will restore your health. Other items are a mystery that can only be solved by experimentation. And as you descend deeper and deeper into the dungeon, the battles become more difficult, the challenges more risky. And there's always the looming reality that no matter how awesome you think you are, if you die for good. And you must start all over again. It makes this game easy to pick up when you have a few minutes, or spend a solid block of time trying to push the limits and get even deeper than you have any time before. That's 25 levels to conquer, and you're going to need to upgrade your weaponry and skills along the way to make it happen. But beware, you will die. Often. Pixel Dungeon is addictive and revels in its 8-bit charm. It's an Android original, and it's free. Next up is a game that's dear to my heart because it reminds me of my lost summer days as a kid, locked away in my bedroom playing games on my trusty old Commodore 64. It's called, ready for this? VVVVVV, or the letter V 6 times, though that's less of a name, more of a visual representation of the spikes that actually appear throughout the levels. I'll just call it V for this review. Let's face it, it's easy to overlook. The graphics, they're understated. They're a throwback to the early days of sprite-based games on systems like the Commodore 64. The levels look deceptively basic, but in the case of V, it's all about gameplay. And the throwback audio and video is just icing on the cake. V is a 2D puzzle platform game where you move this guy side to side with one powerful action, the ability to either walk on the ground or up on the ceiling. And this ability is essential to maneuvering through the spike and cavern-filled levels. You'll spot checkpoints scattered throughout, and you'll want to pass those with every opportunity because, as was the case with Pixel Dungeon, you will die. A lot. There's nothing quite as frustrating as making it farther than you have before, only to realize you skipped a checkpoint, you die, and then you have to conquer that screen yet again. Sometimes you'll jump to a platform only to have it disintegrate beneath you, and yep, dead. Or you have a narrow path down which you must time your movements so you don't touch a spike on the side, and dead. And then sometimes you'll dead. Or dead. Or then you think you got it, and dead. Yes, it's very frustrating. But I know it's quality because even in all of that failure, I still find myself starting right away and trying to conquer what I failed to do before. It's addictive, thanks to its quick turnaround from death to respawning, and there is no limit to the amount of times that you can fail. Seriously, how often can you say that with any truth? V, or the letter V six times, reminds me that modern graphics and music might be sparkly, but modern gaming often doesn't have that addictive replay value that some of my favorite classics had back in the day. V costs $2.99 in the Play Store. Fellow Twit resident Patrick Delahanty alerted me to the next game in the bunch. A friend of his actually developed it. And this is one that is definitely a little bit off the radar, but again, gameplay is good, clean, old-school arcade action fun. It's called Kitty Clutter, and it places you in command of a kitty litter box. I know, it's a respectable job, cleaning the kitty clumps out of the box. You might think those little rascals are cute. At first, they drop their little duties and you tap to drag them over to the trash can one by one. But then, other kittens come along, and they do things like lay larger clumps that need to be double-tapped to break up into smaller pieces that can be moved to the trash, and the cats rapidly multiply, making it more and more difficult to clear that poo from the box. On the left, items will appear, kind of like Pac-Man, that will add points to your total, or you could luck out and find the blue scoop. It allows you to zap multiple droppings for a short period of time. The green mouse will delay a cat from dropping anything for you to pick up, spinning them around and around in the box, and the moon will put the cats to sleep, giving you valuable time to clean up their mess. The game is hard, to say the least. When I play it, I'm reminded of my time at Pojo's, my local arcade growing up, playing old school arcade games that challenged you to plunk another quarter in the machine to see if you can get a higher score this time around. It's arcade action that's addicting the more you play. And hey, who doesn't like kittens that poop? Kitty Clutter is free. Get to scooping. What's Hot to Trot this week actually fits the overall theme of the episode, so why not make it all about gaming today? This one is all about 8-bit beards and chopping wood. It's called Timberman, and it's an old-school arcade game with a super simple premise. You are a dude with a dudely beard and lumberjack attire, armed with an axe, and before you stands the tallest tree imaginable. You can either chop from the left or right side of the tree, and you'll want to trade sides if the branches come near you, otherwise that branch will quite literally bury you, complete with a tombstone reading RIP. Hand-eye coordination is essential here, and yes, this game is quickly very frustrating, but thankfully, with Google Plus sign-in, you have even more motivation to play again so you can beat your friends in your quest to chop down the world's tallest tree. With variable environments and unlockable Timbermen, it's one of those games that can be easily grasped and kills time when you're sitting in the waiting room or something like that, but excelling at the game is going to drive you a little crazy. That doesn't mean you won't want to play again. Old school arcade action, that's Timberman for free with the option to remove ads for one measly dollar. All right, folks, that's it. Thank you so much for watching this gaming-centric episode of Android App Arena. This show is meant to be a resource to you, but it also doesn't happen without your input. So please share your tips, your ideas for great apps for me to showcase on the show by emailing us at arena@twit.tv. There's also our subreddit, androidapparena.reddit.com. That's the place where you can add your favorite apps to particular categories that I'm working on featuring in an upcoming episode. You can add your favorites, you can upvote the ones that you agree with, and it's just a handy resource for you. It's super helpful to me for this show. We have a Google Plus community that you can find easily by searching for Android App Arena. You can always download or subscribe to the show by visiting twit.tv/arena. Look for new episodes every Friday evening. And speaking of Fridays, you can be a part of the live component of the show by heading over to live.twit.tv. That's every Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific I'll be on set to answer questions about the featured apps. And if we have a developer interview, it'll take place right before you there live like magic. All right, that's it, folks. Thanks so much for joining me today. My name is Jason Howell, and I'll see you next week in the arena.